Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. During the terrible flooding out in Colorado, I read a report about how the Colorado National Guard had a no pets left behind approach. The National Guard leadership had learned from past disasters that some people will not evacuate if they can't take their pets. It made more sense for the National Guard to evacuate the pets with the people and for emergency shelters to be set up to accept those pets than to have those same skilled personnel waste time in trying to save people who didn't want to be saved because they would have to leave their animals. The National Guard leadership who figured this out in advance are heroes in my book. Other heroes are owners who have looked at what happens during these disasters and thought, you know, I keep saying that I really ought to crate train my dog and my cat, or I really ought to make sure that my dog comes when called, and that my animals are stable and can handle the kinds of situations that may arise when a disaster occurs, and we might have to evacuate or deal with circumstances that are quite unnormal. They buckle down and do the hard work. Those are real heroes. They don't wait for the disaster to happen and then go into denial or hope that somebody else will bail them out. They do what needs to be done, and they do it under the best possible circumstances so they're prepared. When orders to evacuate come, they know exactly where those crates and carriers are. They know exactly where their pet's medical record and medications are. Their animal already has some kind of proper identification. The food, the bottled water, it's there, it's ready to go. It's a supply that perhaps on New Year's Day or some other particular day in the year, they automatically check and replenish it if necessary. They're all set to go. They're the unsung heroes, the ones who do the hard work of prevention. They don't get the glory, they don't get the adrenaline rush, because they don't find themselves in last-minute panic-driven situations. They're probably among the first to leave. And because they are, they don't get caught up in gridlock, and their animals and they remain calm and relaxed. They're ahead of the curve. As a society, so often we think of the heroes as those who get caught up in the last minute. The procrastinators, the deniers. We tell ourselves they're the heroes. But in my book, the real heroes are the people with animals who accept the responsibility for ensuring their own and their animals' safe removal in plenty of time to free up emergency personnel to do the work that nobody else can do. It's one thing for them to use their resources to help those who have no other option. But to waste those resources, helping us because we're too lazy to be prepared, too lazy to ensure that our animals will be well behaved and welcomed wherever we may wind up for however long we may stay there until things settle down, I have trouble with that. For me, the true heroes of disasters and evacuations are the people who plan from the very top down to the very bottom. And of those people, my greatest respect, my greatest accolades go to individual pet owners who take the time to prepare themselves and to prepare their animals so that if they do have to evacuate, They and their animals will be welcomed for as long as they have to stay. So here's to those unsung heroes. They and their animals accomplish things so effortlessly, sometimes it's easy to take them for granted. It's easy to say they were lucky, but they weren't. They were one step ahead instead of one step behind. And in times of disasters, I can't think of anything more heroic than that.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.